The campaigning season in that official year of the Athenian and Spartan calendars was largely indecisive. There was very little active fighting going on. Lysander was still training crews, disciplining his men, acquiring money. The Spartans were still recovering from that absolutely decisive defeat at Cyzicus in 410. And as I mentioned, they had lost their Syracusan allies. They had suffered a couple of sharp tactical defeats. And by the fall of 407 BC, all the Spartans really controlled were a scatter of allies in Ionia. And in many ways, they were more of a problem than an assistance because they all had to be individually protected from Athenian attack. Well, Lysander carried out an important measure. He transferred the Peloponnesian base to the city of Ephesus. Ephesus is probably known to most Americans as a great tourist center, and you really have to remove the vision of Ephesus that one might acquire by visiting the current site. That is largely a Hellenistic city, a city that was refounded by one of Alexander's generals, Lysimachus, in the 3rd century BC, and the Roman city that followed that Hellenistic city, it really isn't on the site of the original classical city, which was much more modest. Ephesus had not been one of the great commercial centers of Ionia. Samos and Miletus played that role. Ephesus's port facilities actually had to be developed by Lysander. And the aristocracy of Ephesus was quite conservative. They were linked to their Lydian and Persian counterparts. They were remembered for their great shrine of Artemis, the Artemisium, one of the seven wonders of the ancient world. But fundamentally, as a base, Ephesus was not as good as, say, Miletus. But it did put Lysander in close touch with the Persian prince Cyrus. And that's the reason for the move. It was political. Well, in 406 BC, Alcibiades had transferred the Athenian base to Notium, the port of Colophon, which is opposite Ephesus, and he was conducting operations in the North Aegean with Thrasybulus. And during that absence, he put in charge of the Athenian base not a triarch or a captain or some other general, but his helmsman, his senior helmsman and friend, Antiochus, largely because Alcibiades feared that if you put any commander in charge, he might upstage him. Antiochus was under strict orders not to fight a battle, and what he did is fight a battle. He was easily lured out into a tactical defeat by Lysander in the summer of 406 BC, and that defeat was extremely embarrassing. 20 Athenian ships were captured or damaged, and the Athenian assembly was very angry at Alcibiades as a result of this. And that passage by Plutarch brings up the point. The Athenians expected great events. The year ended inconclusively in this tactical defeat, and above all, Alcibiades had really departed from Athenian military procedure by essentially appointing a non-commissioned officer in charge of a major force. Alcibiades knew he was in trouble. He had many enemies among the demagogues in Athens, Cleophon, one of the most prominent ones at this point, and rather than go back to Athens and face charges, he once again chose voluntary exile and made a beeline to his numerous estates and castles in the Hellespont. Lysander at this point also was recalled to Sparta. His term of office had expired, but unlike Alcibiades, he had ended the year with great credit, the first significant Spartan victory in a number of years. However, the Navarch apparently was an annual office. It could not be renewed, and the Spartans sent out a new man, Callicratidas, who was to take over the position of Lysander. And this new Navarch had no intention of playing the courtier to Cyrus. And Callicratidas is remembered to have been to have said that, in his opinion, it was best that the Athenians and Spartans make peace together rather than for the Spartans to go begging for money from a Persian prince. Callicratidas removed the base from Ephesus to Miletus. That was an important political move. And he found that Lysander had taken a number of measures to undermine the loyalty of the crews in the Peloponnesian fleet, had tried to focus their loyalties on Lysander, and Cyrus played along with this. Cyrus withdrew money and provisions from the Peloponnesians. It became very difficult to maintain that Peloponnesian fleet. Callicratidas realized that he had to win a decisive battle before his money and supplies ran out, and that decisive battle came about late in the year, 406 BC, probably in September, October.